Yes, you're listening to the Punters Club on Vision Australia Radio, 1197 AM and VA Radio Digital. As I mentioned, Ken Bates won the free raffle for the South Australian Racehorse Owners Association to race a horse. I'm not sure whether it's 12 months or 2 years. We'll find out from Ken. He's on the line now. Good morning, Ken.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you? Lucky Ken, they're calling you now.
Hey, is that the name of the horse now?
No, don't know. Tell us, you've won a share in this horse, no cost to you, so you don't have to put your hand in your pocket.
Right.
And it's going to race, you've got a tenth of it for free?
I got a tenth for free.
Right. And for a year or 2 years?
Actually, that's a good point. I don't know. Okay. I haven't heard that one yet. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, tell us about yourself first. Are you a racehorse owner?
No, but my father was a trotting trainer driver back in the late 40s, early 50s.
Yes.
So I've been brought up with horses with him or family. We moved to a farm at Maiponga, and I rode horses there, and we were dairy farmers, and I competed in shows and jumping, novelty events, riding and all that sort of thing. And on the farm, we use the horse, so I've been brought up with horses, so that's my big interest in horses.
All right, so you're going to be no problem there when the trainer explains all the different aspects of your horse's preparation. Never owned a racehorse before?
No, I've been asked a few times, but when money's tight on the farm, I'm pretty thrilled and excited, actually.
Yeah, you're still dairy farming?
No, not now. No. I'm not dairy farming now. I'm retired. I can go to the races now and then watch races.
I've got the greatest admiration for dairy farmers. They work their butts off, and people don't give them any money.
We had three families. We went from 1947 to 2011, and... yeah, it was a great life, hard, but great, yeah.
All right, so have you been down to have a look at the horse?
No, when I won the competition, I was at Victor Harbour, and they said, the horse has been paraded now, and that was down at Morpheville, I think, and I couldn't get there. So I rang Lloyd, and the horse is each hungry, he's going to let me know when it comes back into Adelaide.
All right, so it's spelling at the moment and about to come back into work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you must have been very pleased to win. I mean,
I'm really excited. I mean, people said it's a scam, you know.
No, it's no scam.
No, it's not. So, I know a few trainers. We've got a trainer down this way, Dennis O'Leary.
Yes.
I know David, Peter Jolly, Murray Fitzgerald. He's an old trainer. I've had an interest in horses, you know, as I said, all my life,
All right, well, when it comes into work, you're really keen up as far as interest is concerned, and it'd be fabulous if we won a race for you.
Well, I might be able to do some track work, you never know.
Well.
I think my weight might be too much now.
Okay. Yeah, well, do you know what the horse is called?
No, they haven't got a name yet, but my thoughts. I can't say anything, but I've got a good name to put in the hat if that's possible.
Right. What's that?
Well, my father's horse was named Mailunga.
Yes.
And the horse that I've got a share in is called by Hinchinbrook, out of Alalunga. So Mailunga sounds good to me.
Regenerate the name.
Well, you just never know.
All right, you better ring Lloyd and put that one up front.
Put that in.
And at least we can all follow it then. We'll all know exactly which horse it is, and we'll know that this is the bloke that won a free share.
10%. I mean, that's the only say I've got, but I mean, it's something, isn't it?
Oh, you betcha. And if you're paying for 10%, don't worry, the money would soon mount up. So you've really won a few bucks.
Yeah, I haven't opened an account in the bank yet for that. I think I should, shouldn't I?
I reckon you should get ready. Yeah, because they're good trainers, and they buy Hinchinbrook.
Yeah.
He's a very much in vogue stallion, and well, they sell for good money at the sale. So, you never know. You might just have a top one there.
I thank you. Now, Lloyd was surprised that they got the horse at that price. He thought it might have gone dearer than that.
Yeah. How did you come to enter the competition?
I think I was doodling one day while my wife was out working.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too good, does it?
No.
And in the advertiser, I think I saw it in there. I just went online.
Yes.
Normally, I never buy lottery tickets. So I just clicked on a few things, and there it was.
Well, it's been a great promotion by the South Australian Racehorse Owners Association,
right.
And it might be an example to everyone else that Even if you have 5% or 10%, you'll get just as much fun out of it as if you own the whole thing yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm spruiking pretty well to people, so good. I hope I get the message out, because I do get excited.
Yeah, now, you haven't got any thoughts about race colours, or you just go along with Lloyd's colours?
I probably go with Lloyd's colours. When I used to ride, I think mine was black and white, but... Dad's was brown, like a brown and white, but no, whatever Lloyd's colours are, I think he should fly the flag there.
All right then, and it'll be very interesting. You'll meet all the other part owners as well, so you'll immediately have 8 or 9 new friends.
Well, that's right. Thanks very much for that. No, that'll be good. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, they reckon that's the best part of it.
I'm not a real good social person, so yeah. I'm a bit shy.
Well, you won't be shy for long if it starts winning races.
Okay.
Good on you, Ken. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for your time. Bye.
Yeah, good luck to you. I hope that goes well. He can't lose. That's the truth of it all. The bloke's won a share in a horse for nothing. There's no bills, no outlay. So it's one of those situations. You cannot lose. You can only win.